You're listening to FNA Presents Boom Shakalaka.
Fred.
And I'm Adrian.
And we're FNA.
If this is your first time listening, welcome.
And don't forget to drop us a line in the comments and reviews.
Because that's what helps us continue to do what we do.
When we do it.
That's
and
right.
It has been some time.
Yes, it has.
Oh my, it's been over a year.
Well, that's why this is a fresh start.
Fresh start.
Fresh start.
Indeed.
Yes.
It's been fairly busy the last year.
Yeah, it has.
We got a lot to get everyone caught up on, but we're not going to bore you with all of it.
No, we're just going to kind of breeze through it.
Breeze through,
mm-hmm.
And then get on to the advertised content.
Absolutely.
Right, because nobody really cares about us. They care about the stuff we talk about. Right?
Yep.
I don't know if you noticed at the very beginning, I have a new bumper I picked up when I was at the Pittsburgh Gaming Expo here recently.
Yeah.
A couple weekends ago, actually.
Yes, you actually are friends with one of the, is he a creator?
I'd say like showrunner.
Showrunner,
right,
yeah.
There's a couple of them, a group of friends. They go way back, and mm-hmm. It's all started with an idea, mm-hmm. you know. They wanted to, bring people together so they can all, like a community to enjoy, a similar thing. And this just happens to be retro gaming.
Exactly. It was really, really cool. Because when, you got me and the girls our badges,
mm-hmm.
I walked in and I felt like I was back in the 90s again, baby. It was awesome.
It was so cool.
It was really cool.
They had, I'm not even kidding, at least 100 arcade cabinets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, between the arcade cabinets and the pinball machines
yes.
that they had. And that was half the room. And then the second half of the game room was consoles. And they had everything from like ColecoVision to the modern latest and greatest Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5. And
mm-hmm.
Nothing cost anything.
Nope.
You didn't need no quarters.
You pay the cover and that's it.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. It was like $20 to get in.
Yep.
I cheated a little bit. I was a volunteer for the weekend, so I was allowed to get in for free. But I tell you what, I did earn it. I was super busy that
you
entire
were,
weekend.
Yeah, we didn't see you too much. The only time we saw you was when we came down on Saturday. And the best part of my day that day was I got to play the original Resident Evil 2. But the only thing that really pissed me off about that was the analog stick was not working on the mm-hmm. controller. And so it was really hard to control. And not only that, it's been years since I've played it.
The gameplay is so much different today.
It is.
In comparison to what it was, back in the day.
Yeah, because right? I used to play, I played all the Resident Evils. I was a diehard fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard to get back into, like you said, that gameplay.
Yeah.
And the analog stick being out made it even worse.
Yeah, right.
So when I was hitting the forward.
Just pure frustration.
Oh, the forward, it was like back asswards. The forward was making me go backwards mm-hmm. and backwards, forward, vice versa. The whole spiel. And then after I got frustrated with that and I got killed by the very first zombie because you're so used to games today.
Right.
When you go to stab, you only get a knife in the beginning. And right. I remembered that. But it was like I was stabbing the zombie in the stomach and it wasn't going to the head. And he just kept chomping on my neck. He killed me within like 5 seconds. I was like, ugh! I was so frustrated.
I remember playing the original Resident Evil, the first three especially. Mm-hmm. And they were all pretty similar in the gameplay and the controls.
Yep.
And at the time, that was kind of the standard for a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to it now, looking at it, it's still a great game. It was revolutionary for its time, but the movement of the characters is so blocky.
Mm-hmm.
When you choppy. Turn, you're turning it degrees and,
yep.
you know, And the camera doesn't really move with your character either. You pretty much have a stationary view of your surroundings, and you move your character around. It was tricky.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But I would say the highlight of my night was playing on one of the arcade games. Oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart. You know, what was it?
Cruisin' World.
Cruisin' World. Yep. I played that, I swear, for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Because our girls, one was on the other car game right next to me, and then, our oldest was on one car game next to me, and our youngest was on the other one next to me.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing there probably for like an hour and a half, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing so good. Like, I sucked at first, but then I remembered, like, it started coming back to me.
That was one of those games.
I freaking beat it, man.
I dropped a lot of quarters on that game back in the day.
Yep.
We had Aladdin's Castle at Indiana Mall.
Oh.
It was just this tiny little arcade. Mm-hmm. And I used to go up there. We'd go to Kmart, and I'd always get a pocket full of quarters. And while my mom went and did her shopping, I'd just go chill in the arcade and play games.
Let me ask you something. Cruisin' World, did they have that for, like, consoles?
Yeah, they had. Well, is it Cruisin' World or Cruisin' USA?
Because I was about to say, I could almost bet that I played that my brother had.
It was a Nintendo 64. It was on Nintendo 64, Cruisin' USA.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know if they had a Cruisin' World version. I can't remember.
Okay.
They may have, but I know for a fact they did have Cruisin' USA.
Okay.
For Nintendo 64.
Yeah. The ones that I remember, what was that one that it was the... You played the, like, motorbike, and...
There was a couple...
What was that? And you'd hit the jumps? It was, like, for Nintendo. I remember that. Was it
a Psych Bike. Excite Bike.
Yes. I used to love that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, and Crazy Cab or...
Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
That was also a good game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. You can actually download that on a mobile phone now. Crazy Taxi.
Ooh, I'm going to have to...
And play it. But I tell you what, that's another one of those examples where at the time, that game, I remember spending hours after school with my friends, just hanging there. We were either playing the Tony Hawk games.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean.
Oh, crap. It's been a long time.
That gaming expo, I mean, they had, I wanted to mention, they had a couple other things there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 2-day event. Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
And they had the main day, that first day, they had some live bands there.
Yeah.
And that was a good time. They had that new comedy band. It's like a comedic parody, I should say. Parody metal band,
mm-hmm.
Psycho Stick.
Yep.
They do the...
I can only count to four. I can only count to four.
Yeah, it's a good... That song's funny.
excuse me. That was a good time.
They had a few guest speakers there in a panel room, and then they had some featured guests there as well. One of them being Tim Kurtzwitz, or is that his name?
That's your department.
Yeah, I know. The man from NBA Jam himself, the guy that did all the voice work, he's on fire.
Boom shakalaka.
And boom shakalaka.
Yep.
I'm getting it right. Tim Kitzrow.
Kitzrow.
What did I say?
Kitzrow.
I was close.
Yeah, it's Kitzrow. My brother remembers because he used to play that all the time. See, I wasn't a sports player. My brother's 7 years older than me, so
I never remembered. I didn't play a lot of those sports games either, but NBA Jam, there was something special about that one. It was a lot of fun.
When I let my brother listen to it, he had the biggest smile on his face. He's like, oh, that is so awesome.
Super cool, right?
Because he remembers. Yep.
Yeah, I got the bullshit with the guy for a little bit. Really nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you what, he was really involved with everybody that came to the show.
And that's awesome.
And out of all the featured guests, he was pretty much the only one besides the one artist. There was a Mortal Kombat artist there,
oh,
too.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And he was really cool with everybody. But Tim, I caught him a few times back in the arcade, right next to the NBA Jam
arcade cabinet,
yep. And he was live announcing whoever was playing.
Yep.
And like the one time I walked by, and there's a couple kids there that probably had no idea who the dude was.
Yeah, they were young.
And he had a microphone with a built-in speaker, and he was just announcing the game as they played.
It was cool.
He's on fire!
It was awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. A lot of fun. They'll have it again They've been doing it every year, mm-hmm. and I'll definitely, when we start getting closer to next year,
yes,
I'm going to start ramping up again and let everybody know about it. So
yes, absolutely. Who is the artist, now the Mortal Kombat artist that you were talking about?
Yes.
Is that the one who we got the pictures from?
No.
Okay.
No, that was a different one. That was a different gentleman.
He is absolutely incredible. We bought 3 pictures from him. Our oldest wanted Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Our youngest is obsessed with Scarlet Witch, Wanda. So got one of them, and you got...
It's a Doctor Doom mm-hmm. with the Infinity Gauntlet. I posted it to the socials a little bit ago, back during the convention. So if you take a look, it's still on there.
Yep.
It is sick.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And
this guy freehand, I mean, oh my gosh, his work is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful.
Beautiful work. I got to get this guy's name real quick because it's really bugging me.
Okay. Yeah, this man is, I mean, talk about talented. And as he was there, he had portraits ready to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But as he was sitting there, he was drawing. Like, he was creating new ones, and the guy is very, very talented, and you guys should definitely check out his work, because, man, I give people like that so much credit, because my artistic talent is stick figures.
Right.
As far as drawing goes, I cannot draw to save my life.
If I had to, I used to be able to draw fairly well when I was younger.
You still do.
I don't have the patience to sit there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you really got to have the patience and the discipline to just sit there and zone into whatever you're doing.
Our youngest has it. She got it from you.
She actually just got an invitation to participate in an art contest, and her art will... she'll have an opportunity to have her art displayed at a local museum, which is pretty awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yep. It's pretty, pretty cool.
Oh, I'm so proud of her.
All right, well, let's move on here. And,
did you hear that Mean Girls, okay?
Uh-huh.
They're doing a new Mean Girls 2024.
Right.
Now, everybody thought...
I did hear about this.
Now, everybody thought that they were going to do a new movie, mm-hmm. and they were going to get back the original cast.
Right.
That's
what I thought.
Yeah. In fact, one of our daughters told us that. And mm-hmm. so I was like, all right, I got to look this up, because Lindsay Lohan has been, like, off the grid for a long time.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, good. She's doing better. She's coming back to acting. Great.
Right.
I looked into it and I realized, number one, it's a musical. And I thought,
big fan myself. No, I know there's an audience for it. I get that, but I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
For me, I can count on one hand the amount of musicals that I like.
The only musical I can handle, Little Shop of Horrors. With Rick Moranis.
But we also liked, what was the one that came out? It wasn't that long ago, and it was an 80s rock ballad with Tom Cruise.
That came out like over 10 years ago.
Yeah, but I liked that one.
It was 80s. They had good music.
Yeah, it was good music. But anyways.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. It's not the original cast. They did ask Tina Fey to come back, but of course she backed out because she... didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Are you Tina Fey?
Tina Fey didn't want.
I thought she was going to be part of it.
Nope.
I thought that was like the whole catch.
Yeah. No. The last time the original cast got together was in 2020, mm-hmm. and that was for a reunion online, and they celebrated the longevity, and they went over funny moments on the set and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when COVID was going on, like big time,
right?
And they also, you know, tried people, you know, young people to encourage them to vote, you know, for the 2020 election and everything. But mm-hmm. A lot of people are basically saying this 2024 musical, it's going to flop.
Probably.
Big time. And nobody is, it. From what I see, a lot of people are talking crap on it. They have no interest. And me, myself, I have no interest in seeing it whatsoever.
Well, here's the thing. Hollywood's been on this, like, reboot. I shouldn't even say phase. They've been doing it for a while because they just can't come up with something new or what?
I have no idea.
Instead of, I mean, they take an old property and they don't even try and put their own twist on it. They just retell the exact story.
Yep.
you know, with yep. fresher faces, and that's
fresher
all.
Fresher faces, and like you said, they're just, like you said, not giving a new spin on it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But moving onwards, awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
And I want your input on this, especially because you got me onto this show because you started watching it first. And of course, you always do the, oh, one for me.
The check marks.
Check another one off for me. For All Mankind.
For All Mankind,
this
yes.
This show is streaming on Apple TV. Mm-hmm. Three seasons already are on Apple TV.
I'm going on the fourth season.
And they're going on the fourth season, which will be released on November 10th. And that will have 10 episodes and will drop weekly.
Did you catch what day they're going to be dropping?
November 10th is the very first day.
What day is it?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you. Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. It's that's a Friday. Okay. That sounds right.
So then, yeah, every Friday.
Every Friday.
Oh, my God. When you got me onto that, at first I was like, a freaking astronaut show?
It's a little bit of a slow burn.
Yeah.
That first season. It's a little bit of a slow burn.
But I was hooked.
There was a podcast I listened to a while back. And they had mentioned this show. It really didn't come across my radar.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a little bit to jump into it, but I finally decided to sit down and give this thing a shot because I like history.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an alternative history.
Yes.
Where basically, instead of the United States being the first to land on the moon, the Soviet Union is the first to land on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first season is in the late 60s during the... space race, you know, the Russians land, yada, yada. And then each season going forward, they move up a decade.
Yeah.
The most recent season was in the 90s, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
So we went like 70s, 80s, 90s, yep. And now we're going into like the 2010s era.
Yeah, early 2000s is what I'm thinking.
And without getting too spoilery, I told you the premise, yep. Alternative history, and it just... The timeline, very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? The timeline breaks right there. You know,
yeah.
The alternative history. It's a whole new timeline.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
pretty awesome.
Like Fred said, it's a very slow burn the first couple episodes mm-hmm. in the first season. But I'm promising you, give it a shot. Because I would say the third or fourth episode in the first season... I was hooked.
Oh, yeah.
Hooked. And then especially the first season finale, I was like, all right, move on to season two. Let's go.
Like the writing is good.
Oh, amazing.
The cinematography is very well done. The
yep.
special effects and VFX that they implement into this show.
Acting's awesome as well.
Are very well done. I mean, you would think that you're actually watching, like somebody got a camera up in space and they're filming this for real.
Oh, yeah.
And
like I said, the actors are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You're right in it with them.
Joel Kinnaman is the main actor for this series.
Yep.
There's been a few others that have come on and have left throughout the season.
Yeah.
But so far, Joel's been he's basically the backbone of the series.
Yeah,
so.
he's the lead man. Ed.
Ed. Yeah, yep. That's correct.
That's his name.
And while we're...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No. While we're on Apple TV... there was another show we watched here recently.
That you got me on to.
That I got you on. Here's
again.
Another.
Yep.
Chalking another one up on the wall. Silo.
Yeah.
There's only one season right now, but they have been greenlit for a season two, and I'm fairly certain they've actually, they started filming before all the strikes happened.
Well, that's good.
So
we don't wait too long.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Because this show is so incredible that I could not wait. And just so you know, I am not typically the person to really read anything. Okay.
You do not read books.
And nope. When I do read, it's usually a comic book, graphic novel, or I'll do like the audiobook thing.
Yep.
I ended up, I did the audiobook, but I went and got all three novels of the Silo series, which is actually called Wool.
Okay.
And went through all three. I had to know what's going on, and I was not disappointed.
Yeah.
It was absolutely incredible.
You were coming home from work every single day and telling me exactly what you were listening to.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it works for you as far as listening on Audible because you don't have time really with working and everything mm-hmm. to sit down and read. So it works out for you.
Absolutely.
You know?
What a roller coaster ride that show was, though. Now, yeah. I'm not going to get any spoilers.
No.
But
you can't. No.
Let me just explain a little bit of what this show is about, okay? Mm. Silo on Apple TV. We start off with, a group of survivors.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they all live inside an underground bunker.
Yep.
They don't know how long they've been there.
Mm-mm.
They don't know why they're there.
Nope.
Or who put them there or what the purpose is for them to be there.
Yeah, they have no idea what happened.
All they know is outside's bad and you don't want to go out there.
No.
And, you know, it's a society. This underground bunker, the novel description stated that it was as tall as three Empire State Buildings. Like if you stack three Empire State Buildings on top of each other.
Yeah.
And then buried it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how deep this thing goes.
Yeah.
All right. So you had about 10,000 people that lived in the silo, and their biggest role is not to ask to go outside,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you ask to go outside, they're going to send you outside. And when you get sent outside, their punishment, they call it cleaning,
yeah.
right? And on the outside of this silo, they have sensors and a camera that the people inside the silo can then view the outside, and everything looks gloomy and dreary and
yep.
death, right?
Yep.
Everything's dead. Well, in the first episode, they get this girl, and she's in trouble, and she gets sent out to clean.
Yep.
And when she goes out to clean, she doesn't see all that gray death.
It's like a barren wasteland, whatever.
She doesn't see no barren wasteland. Mm-mm. She sees green grass and birds flying, and she's
blue
like,
skies,
what
sunshine.
Is going on here?
Yep.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yep.
Basically, is it safe to go outside?
Yeah.
Is it not safe to go outside?
You guys have to watch
what
to
is
find out.
And then yep. the first questions I mentioned, why are they there? Who put them there? How long have they been there?
I was just about to say, how long? Yeah, exactly what happened for all of this
and
to happen.
I know it all. I know all of it. I read the books.
Yep.
Absolutely incredible. And we'll definitely touch back on that one when it returns.
Yep. Now, I have not seen this, but you wanted to mention it real quick on Netflix?
Yeah, on Netflix, it was a couple weeks ago when this came out, there was a series called One Piece. It's based off of an anime, Japanese animation.
Okay.
About this kid that wants to be a pirate, and he has these like weird stretchy abilities, mm-hmm. right? Well, anyway, they took the cartoon and made a live action series, and it wasn't bad. Once again, I don't want to get into spoilers. As far as adaptations are concerned, or should I say, as far as anime adaptations are concerned,
mm-hmm.
It was very well done. I don't have a whole lot of history with the original cartoon, but I did go back and start watching some of the episodes just mm-hmm. so I could get a little bit of a comparison.
Yep.
And my opinion, I think they did a really good job. And from what I understand, they're going to be pushing for a season 2 on that as well.
Oh, pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Pretty awesome. So that's One Piece, and it's currently streaming on Netflix.
All right, now we're going to get into the meat and gravy of the episode. And the first show we're going to really be talking about is Ahsoka.
Meat and gravy.
Is that what it is? Or meat and potatoes? That's it. Sorry.
Meat and potatoes. meat and gravy's good, too.
Me and analogies don't mix too well, as mm-hmm. you can tell. Meat and potatoes. Ahsoka. Disney Plus. Let me tell you something. I am not, and I would admit this, not the biggest Star Wars fan, but I do love Mando.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Grogu is... I wish he was real.
I know, right?
He would be, like, kidnapped. I swear I would kidnap him, and he'd be in my little baby here.
He'd probably use his force powers on you.
Nah, he'd love me.
Yeah?
He'd love me. Yeah, I mean, I'd be his mama.
But he's, like, really attached to Mando.
He wouldn't know Mando in this lifetime.
Oh, okay. This is,
yeah.
I gotcha.
This is reality
making,
we're talking about.
Making your own rules.
That's
I gotcha.
Right. Making my own rules. And that, and I really, really enjoyed Ahsoka. I liked it a lot.
I also enjoyed Ahsoka. I have a little bit more of a background with the series. The first season of Ahsoka was almost a continuation of the animated Rebel series that was on Disney years ago.
Yeah, you had to fill me in because I had no idea who Ahsoka was, what her background was. The only time I even heard of her was when we were watching The Mandalorian, and she appeared on, you know, as a guest appearance on one of the episodes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she showed up in one of the episodes of Mando whenever they were going after, was it Morgan? The witch lady.
My gosh. I'm going to take your word for it because it's been a while.
I'm pretty sure it's Morgan.
Been a while.
Yep. So yeah, like I said, a lot of the characters in this series come from that animated show Rebels.
Yeah.
Hera, Ahsoka, Sabine, Ezra, all from Rebels. Yep. Ahsoka's android companion.
Chopper.
Not Chopper.
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. That's Hera.
That's Hera's companion.
Oh, what is Ahsoka's? I always missed his name, and
it's
I don't remember.
Oh, geez. It's like Quan Li or something like that.
Yeah, he is. I really liked him. I mean, he was funny and, well, you know.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Just you being, you not having the background I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You haven't watched any of the animated stuff.
Nope.
And your experience with Star Wars is pretty much, you've seen the originals a couple times.
Yep.
And other than that, you've seen them once, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that background, was Ahsoka season one hard to follow for you?
At first, it was only a little bit, only because I, just like you said, I don't know the background. I have no idea how these characters were intertwined with each other as far as, you know, Hera goes and Sabine. They kept talking about Ezra, you know. So me not knowing the Rebels series or anything, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, what's so special about Ezra? Why is Sabine so, you know, like almost obsessed with trying to find him? Another thing that I didn't understand was why Ahsoka, especially, you know, in the beginning, was so, I don't want to say, like, robotic, but, like, it seemed like she was so serious, didn't really have a lot of emotion too much. Like, as far as you didn't see her smile too much.
Mm-hmm.
She was always, like, serious.
I think
you know, that's the mission.
I think there's reason.
The force.
I'm pretty sure there's reason for all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't get me wrong. Like I said, it was a little hard to follow
mm-hmm.
coming from somebody that doesn't know the background. But it's something that for any listener out there that doesn't, that is in the shoes that I'm in,
mm-hmm.
pay attention. And I think that you'll kind of get it. The only reason why I understood it more was because I had questions and you knew and you answered it.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So I would say to any new person going into
it. Not everybody gets to be married to a nerd.
Exactly. So I just lucked out, you know, just another bonus of being married, babe,
mm-hmm.
to you. So I would say anybody that's going into it brand new like me, do a little background. You know, and I'm not saying like, to go in and, you know, spend hours and hours watching everything mm-hmm. if you just want to dive into Ahsoka.
You could probably go on YouTube and find
exactly.
a good, like, Rebels recap or something.
I was just about to say recap.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to understand it better. Like I said, I lucked out because I'm married to the nerd. So, you know, thanks, baby.
You're welcome. No,
I enjoyed it. I really did.
That was
really
one thing
did.
I was curious about because I know the numbers were low. The viewer numbers were low for that series.
Okay.
And it could have been, that's one thing I was thinking about. It could have been the disconnect.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's hardcore like I am.
No. And especially you know? With Ahsoka, it's not like you're going into a solo Luke Skywalker series or Han Solo series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're not going into a main character that people that aren't diehard fans.
Well, she, Ahsoka. Right, I get that. Ahsoka is
saying?
A main character,
but
she came from the animated world.
Exactly.
And this here recently, you know, with Mando, and then this season is the first time we've actually seen her in live action.
And that's exactly what I was trying to say is, you know, you ask anybody out on the street and people that have not even really seen Star Wars, they'll say, can you name three characters? And they'll say Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, and Han Solo.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when... you go to anybody on the street that hasn't seen it and you say Ahsoka, they're going to be like, who? You know what I mean? So that's all I'm saying.
Overall, the first season of Ahsoka, I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
I like that they took the risk. Yeah. And they went for something different.
Yes.
Okay. That is one thing that I can say. This felt very different from traditional Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only the fact they went to a different galaxy.
Yep.
But,
spoilers.
Yeah. Okay. If you haven't seen it by now, I mean, you're probably not that invested.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's okay. Sorry about that.
And
anybody
listening, they're going to know there's going to be spoilers in the episode.
Overall, like I said, it was a good series. I was able to pick up on a lot of the Easter eggs that they snuck in there.
Yep.
And the way the series ended, I'm tracking on all of that as well. I won't get into spoilers. But I'm tracking on how everything ended and have a few theories on where it may be going.
Yep.
And we can discuss some of those on a future episode. And
absolutely.
We'll label it properly, spoiler warning and all that.
And by the way, yes, second season already greenlit. So
yeah.
We're good to go.
I can't wait.
I know.
The only thing I am concerned about is Baylan's character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't give too much.
No, it's not a spoiler.
Okay.
Except for it's a reality. The gentleman that played him,
unfortunately,
he passed away.
I know, that's sad. And I don't know how they're going to continue.
Well, they could always recast. You know, I mean, it's going to be hard to fill Ray Stevenson's shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
He's been in a few things. If you recognize him, he was in the first two Thor movies as well, and I'm pretty sure he was in the most recent one also.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, you're right. I had no idea that was him.
Great actor.
Yep.
And it's a shame because he's finally got like a breakout role that brought him center stage. He's always been like an extra or a background or a side character. Where in this series, he was given some meat to chew and he chewed the fuck out of it.
Yes, he did.
So, rest in peace, Mr. Stevenson.
I was just about to say, rest in peace. Yep.
Because he did. He did a very, very good job with that series.
He was a very, very good actor.
Got one more thing here I wanted to talk about before we bounce for the week. Loki. Season 2 is finally here.
And I've waited so long.
Oh, so long. Oh, so long.
I love Loki. I love Loki.
What do you think so far?
Oh, I'm just... It's been a long time. About a year, yeah. It's been a while since I've been super, super excited for another Marvel show.
Yeah.
Right? I don't even want to say show, like a Marvel project.
Property, yeah.
Property.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm sorry, and no offense to anybody out there, but Marvel has just been slipping lately. And the way that that's just my opinion,
that's
of
fine.
Course. But with Loki, from what I've seen so far, there's only three episodes out right now.
Right.
We've seen the third one last night.
Yeah.
And I've been hooked ever since.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even from season one, of course. But
right.
I'm just saying, this second season, they just came in hard. And
oh, yeah, they came
I
in.
Loved it.
They started, they hit the ground running.
Yep.
They picked right up where season one ended.
Yep.
And they don't waste any time.
Nope.
At all.
I love it. I don't really have a bad thing to say. The only thing that I can say is this episode that we watched last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a little confusing. I'm not going to give anything away, but a certain character that was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know, like I was a little confused because, again, I don't know the whole comic background.
Well, that's the thing, okay? They've strayed.
Yes.
From the comic origins of this story and character.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, this is going to be another spoiler episode we're going to do because I do have some deep things I want to talk about this. But until then, I've been doing a couple shorts for YouTube.
Yes, please check it out.
Discussing, you know, some of this stuff here. So,
yep.
YouTube, FNA Presents, that's our channel. So, eventually we'll be getting some of these up on there, too. So.
Oh, absolutely. And I was just going to say one more thing. The actress, I'm so sorry, I'm having a mind fart right now, that plays Sylvie. Gorgeous, gorgeous actor.
It's something DiMartino. Sophia DiMartino.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous actor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I don't like the haircut this season.
I dig it.
No,
it, I like
to
it.
To me, it's a mullet on a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
and I'm dig sorry,
it.
But
it's punky.
I get that it's punky, but on her, the haircut that she had last season, I loved it. I loved the short, the curls. Because like I said, she's, to me, in my opinion, I'm straight, but she's a gorgeous woman. And yeah. I think the haircut doesn't suit her. And I just think, oh, she's too pretty to have that kind of haircut.
Well,
but that's just my
probably,
opinion.
She's probably going to have it for the duration of the season.
I know.
So,
but
here's
other
a little,
than that, I love Loki.
Here's a little bonus knowledge for this new season.
Mm-hmm.
For the old heads out there that might be listening, if you remember the Goonies or Indiana Jones the Temple of Doom, then you know the young Asian actor that played in those. In the Goonies, he played Data.
Yep.
And in Indiana Jones, he played Short Round. And in Loki, he's playing OB.
Yep.
And
I love him. He's so funny.
He just eats up every single scene he's in.
He is the star of the scene.
And
he steals the scene. I feel he steals the show.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'll save this for our theory episode, but there's something more to him than we know so far.
Yeah,
there's definitely something going on with OB.
Wait till you hear Fred's theories.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But we will release that episode in a couple days,
yeah.
I would think. Yeah. So
we're trying to get do it all. We're going to do it all.
We're going to do it all. I know it's been a while, and I apologize. We apologize for being off the air for so long. Real quick, and then we're going to wrap this episode up. Unfortunately, last year, in fact, November 1st will be a year for my anniversary. I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy. Don't know how it happened. I got really sick after, in fact, it was Halloween night. My feet started aching, and I figured, you know, I'll just be on my feet all day because we go all out for Halloween. I love Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And I figured, you know, oh, my feet are hurting. You know, it was like 10:30 at night, and I figured I just need to get off my feet, get a good night's sleep, and I'll be good in the morning. I was really, really sick. I thought maybe I got the vid the next day, and I got the test, and it was negative. And all of a sudden, my feet just started aching really, really bad, and it got worse and worse and worse. I started actually losing feeling. I didn't have – my fingers went numb. My feet up to actually the, like, midsection of my belly was numb.
You were bedridden for a little over a month.
Yeah, and I couldn't drive, and I couldn't walk for 3 months.
Yeah.
And it was scary because I didn't know what was going on, and I went through all kinds of tests and blood work and everything, and then I got diagnosed with neuropathy. Now, thank God, the pain is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I still have numbness, but
Well, they did their testing,
yep.
And they tried a couple different medications.
And I'm on a good medication
And they
now.
Finally got her something that works for her.
Yep.
And you've come a long way this last year, honey, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
But I just wanted to let you guys know, you know, that was part of the reason why we had to go on hiatus as long as we did. But we're back, and we're determined to keep this going, baby.
Absolutely.
So we missed you guys, and we hope that you tune in every week.
Absolutely. And until then, I'm Fred.
I'm Adrian.
And we're FNA.
Bye,
hey,
guys.
Thanks for coming. That song usually means it's time to go. Song's over, so it's time to go now. But we'll be back, no worries. Next week, keep your eyes open. But you gotta go. I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here.